Hello, this is Joe Tomlin for The Fringe Review, and I'm talking to a dance company, three different people. Please introduce yourselves and tell us what you do in the company.
Hello, my name is Victor Feng, and I'm the artistic director and choreographer for Victor Feng Dance, and I'm based in Hong Kong and London.
My name is Kenny, and I'm a dancer, now based in Hong Kong, graduate in at Taiwan and Hong Kong performing arts.
Hello, my name is Ronnie Wong. I am a dancer from Victor Feng Dance.
And what is the ethos of your company, Victor? What do you hope to do?
I think a central core for my company is to have a collaborative approach to dance making. So in my creative process, I work with dancers, artists from different fields to create work, movement-based work that has a sort of international kind of appeal. So it's not just for a single type of audience, but I'm thinking a collaborative approach can help us reach a lot of different audiences. So diversity is also another ethos that we work with.
What's your background? What got you interested in all of this and having a company?
I started my training actually in musical theater. And that was when I was 18. I decided to do something that was completely out of my comfort zone. So before 18, I didn't dance at all. I wasn't really involved in the arts at all. So it was quite a sharp turn for me. And since then, I've dabbed into various fields in performing arts, so musical theatre, I've done a little bit of cinema as well, but now I mainly create for contemporary dance, in the contemporary dance context, if you may. Yeah.
And what were your first experiences in dance and performances?
Oh, my first experience in dance was when I was in the secondary school in Hong Kong, and there was this competitions things going on, and I joined the competitions, and that was my first dance experience as a youngster.
And how about you?
Me too. Yeah, actually, I'm starting dance is a Chinese dance, major Chinese, and go to Taiwan study master to learn some contemporary dance.
In your shows, I notice that sometimes there's dialogue, and especially the one this year. Could you explain why you want to include dialogue?
That's a very good question. I think because of my background, I've never been kind of really religiously bought into contemporary dance as like a really pure thing on its own. So for me, it didn't really, there was no problem meandering through language and dance, movement, and, you know, acting, performance, you know, all that stuff. I think I try to fully utilize all of that in my performance work. So for me, it wasn't a distinguishing point. Oh, it has to be drama, it has to be dance, or I don't really work with those labels and brackets.
And when you seek dancers or performers to be in your productions, especially like this one, you're asking them to do some acting as well. So how does that affect, your casting?
I think for this particular cast, I was really lucky to have Ronnie and Kenny. They're very natural actors, but, you know, obviously very good dancers as well. And that's why the piece, in a way, works. You know, it's the naturalism that's in the piece that makes it convincing. So it's not kind of showy kind of acting. It's more kind of portraying a heightened version of themselves, in a way. Because the piece is about, you know, a choreographer rehearsing a piece with two dancers. So in a way, they're playing themselves in a rehearsal setting, but in a performance kind of context.
What are, from both of you, the dancers, the performers, what are some of the things that might be the challenges or the fun or interesting things that either of you do in the show?
It is so enjoyable to have the audience responses on stage, like live, because that's like sometimes really something in live performance that can only give you that, to get that reaction and respond from the live audience. And that really keep us going as well as the performers. Like, that's something I enjoy a lot. And
For me, challenging things is maybe the duo, because a lot of lifting, yeah. So we need to train our body and how to connect, yeah, each other, yeah, something like that, yeah.
So now, talking to you as a choreographer, how do you go about choreographing a piece? How do you start? How can we deconstruct this process for you?
So with this piece, I started off with a few tasks that I gave to Ronnie and Kenny. And it's almost like I'm asking a question for them to respond in a physical way. So at the very beginning of the creative process, we worked on some of the cliches that we've encountered as male dancers. So for instance, we've reflected on things that we most likely asked by choreographers to do. When you put two male dancers together, usually it's something involving kind of power and superhero and control and, you know, masculinity and all those kind of things. So we kind of separated them into tasks and explored some of those cliches and see how far we can push with that. So for instance, the first scene in our piece is about one person taking complete control of another. So we explore that in a physical way. We had Ronnie, who's held a completely still kind of plank kind of rigidity in the body, and then Kenny kind of manipulate him throughout that first scene. So that was how that came about. And then in the final scene, it's all about portraying different superheroes. So we started off with kind of just really small movements, really short, maybe even poses of different superheroes, and kind of smash them together to become a movement sequence. So that's quite interesting as well, because you meander through, within like 4 minutes, you meander through 20, 30 characters. So that was really fun to do for us, I think.
So as a choreographer, how do you remember the sequences? Do you notate? Do you have a shorthand? Do you use images?
I don't remember any of the sequences. So it's all in the dancer's body, to be honest. I have video records of the creative process, so I know, you know, where we started and where it is now. But it's definitely their kind of kinesthetic intelligence in their body where the knowledge is. So it's all them.
So does your company tour?
Yeah, with this production, we've actually toured it quite a lot. So we created it in 2015 in Hong Kong as part of the Hong Kong Arts Festival. And since then, we've toured to the US, Germany, New Zealand. We've shown it twice in Hong Kong. We've also went to South Korea.
So given that this started in 2015 and we're now in 2019, a lot's happened in the world. And given the metaphor that you're using for the power struggle, how relevant do you think this story and this piece is today, given with how it started a short few years ago?
Yeah. I think the notion of power has always been a theme that I'm interested in exploring in different ways. And I think power is, you know, it permeates every single level of our lives, you know, small structures, small, like in our family or in schools or, you know, all the way to the government and people. These are all structures. And I've always been interested in kind of the push and pull between all those things. So when I created the piece in 2015, it was mainly about just exploring power in relation to a rehearsal setting. But as we tour it, you know, a lot of things has happened in Hong Kong and in our lives. And I think presenting this piece at the moment at Edinburgh Fringe has created a new meaning to the piece in a way, because we're really seeing the parallel between the piece and what's happening in Hong Kong at the moment, the kind of power over that's really prominent. So I think, in a way, now the piece has taken on a new life as a metaphor for not just Hong Kong, I think, for the rest of the world as well. There's quite a lot of turbulence at the moment, and you know, the power struggle is everywhere.
Thank you so much for taking the time for talking to us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Come see us.